Black voters slam Chicago mayor for destroying black community with migrant flood. By Warner Todd Houston on September 17, 2024. Self-professed progressive Chicago Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson got an earful over his failed migrant policies from an elderly black resident at a recent town hall. The woman, who said she was 80 years old and grew up in the Jim Crow South, said that Johnson's pro-migrant policies are literally destroying the Windy City's black communities. "All I can say to you is that you are a disgrace," the distraught woman said at the outset of her comments. "I'm an 80-year-old woman, and I've never seen anything like this. I grew up in the Jim Crow South, and the policies that you're passing in this city remind me of the Jim Crow South," she continued. "I had to drink out of a colored water fountain, or the whites would drink out of a white water fountain," she explained. "But you know what I didn't have to worry about? Going back to my community and it would be destroyed. And everybody else is in my community, but black people. And this is what you've done with this immigration." 80-year-old black woman called Mayor Brandon Johnson a disgrace for his policies that allow illegal immigrants to terrorize the black communities in Chicago. pic.twitter.com/lk9y0by5zw. Afro Elite, at the Afro Elite, September 15, 2024. The woman then spoke about how Johnson's wave after wave of migrants has torn Chicago's black communities to shreds. "You have allowed all these people. You've brought all these people into this city. You are destroying this city. And the black community is flooded with all these immigrants, violent ones, prostitution, gangs. You did that. You are doing this to your people. You are an absolute disgrace to me," she said angrily. "Like I said, I drank out of that colored water fountain. But I could go back to that black community that was intact," she said, before contrasting that with what is happening today. "Women are crying, taxes are going up. What am I going to do with my children? Where are we going to go and live? This is because of you, Brandon Johnson. You're destroying the black South Side of Chicago with your policies. All under the Democratic Party," she said. "You are a disgrace," the resident concluded. This is far from the first time that Mayor Johnson and his allies in Chicago have faced severe criticism from local black residents. Recently, Chicago Congressman Jonathan Jackson held a town hall that also ended up with black residents blasting him for the migrant crisis that is destroying the black community. One resident at Jackson's town hall warned that Democrats are replacing blacks with migrants in Chicago. "Black Americans in Chicago have begun to organize at the grassroots level, and in opposition to their own elected officials, over the waves of migrants that have swamped the city. Especially since most of the city's taxpayer-funded migrant shelters have been placed in black neighborhoods. It has gotten so bad that earlier this year grassroots black organizations in Chicago started pledging to vote red and throw black Democrats out of office. This clash between black voters and black elected officials could already be having a serious consequence for Democrats in the falling percentage of support they are seeing from black voters." A recent poll noted that Barack Obama enjoyed 95% support from black voters during his two runs for the White House. But today, Kamala Harris is only seeing 63% of that demographic supporting her. "So I read this poll and it's actually a disaster for Kamala Harris. Obama won over 95% of the black vote. The NAACP has Kamala winning 63% of the black vote, including only 49% of black men under 50. pic.twitter.com/w286gx2zj. Ryan James Gurdusky, at Ryan Gurdusky, September 15, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.